The Masterclass Series Number 18. How to Shoot Auroras. Equipment. EOS 5D Mark III. EF 24-70mm F4L ISUSM. EXIF. Shots Number 1, Number 2, Number 4, and Number 5. ISO, 2000, focal length, 24mm, aperture, f6.3. Shutter speed, 25 seconds. Shots number 3. ISO, 2000, focal length, 27mm, aperture, f4, shutter speed, 8 seconds. Editing. Adobe Lightroom Classic CC. Last week, we discussed how to shoot fireworks. This week, it is about shooting nature's fireworks, the auroras. Aurora Borealis or Aurora Australis or the Northern and Southern Lights. The story. They say practice makes perfect. Even when you shoot, the dictum holds. But then, shooting auroras is not your everyday street photography. For this, you plan for months, spend a lot, and visit places with extreme climate, be it Iceland, Alaska, Canada, or someplace else near the poles. So, you won't get much practice before shooting them. And since it is not something most of us have ever seen before, preparation goes a long way in capturing satisfying photos of this phenomenon. The challenge of shooting auroras. If you thought fireworks are unpredictable, auroras are even more so. Unless there is a high-intensity activity, an untrained eye will not catch them. Though they may turn out green in photographs, in reality, most low-intensity aurora activity is gray, almost like swathes of fog moving fast across the night skies. Add to that, two more challenges. Focusing at night time and getting the exposure time right. A longer exposure would lead to star trails, instead of pinpoint sharp stars. The shots. Let's start with a few planning steps. Locate dark, clear skies. Use one of the many apps available to do so, or join an aurora hunting tour. No dark skies mean no good aurora photos. Same way, clouds mean interrupted aurora in your photos. Next, check the KP index to find out aurora activity intensity. 0 equals low intensity, 9 equals high intensity. A KP index of 2 to 4 is well suited for horizon level shots, whereas a higher index means the activity will be high in the sky. Let's now look at the equipment needed for capturing auroras. Besides a camera with manual settings, use a lens in manual focus mode. Carry spare batteries as sub-zero temperatures drain batteries fast. I use a battery grip that holds two batteries together. Since we are talking night photography, carry a tripod and a shutter release remote. In case you don't have a remote, switch to a 2-second timer setting on your camera. And now, let's take the actual shoot stepwise. Simple steps to shoot auroras. Mount the camera on a sturdy tripod. In manual mode, set the ISO to mid-range of your camera, that is if your camera has only 7 stops of ISO, set it to the 4th stop. Mine has 11 stops, so I could go up to 3200. Use your widest lens as the aurora action spreads across the sky and you would want to capture the most of it. If there is no ambient light, city lights, your own tour bus lights, or even light from passing traffic, keep the aperture wide open, f2.8 or f4. If there is some ambient light, stick to mid-range aperture, f5.6 to f8. Switch to manual focus, point the camera towards some star or the moon, enlarge it and live view to 10x in focus. This focus will not shift as you are in manual focus mode. Set the shutter speed to a maximum of 25 seconds and wait for the aurora action. Once it begins, press the trigger. Longer shutter speed will lead to inelegant star trails unless you are shooting a constant burst for an hour and are aiming to get star trails alongside auroras. 7 stops of ISO, 100, 200, 400, 800, 1600, 3200, 6400. In such a case, pump up the ISO to 800, fourth stop, and not higher, as that will lead to noise. The above planning and shooting steps will get you some stunning psychedelia. Go get it. Pin it for your Aurora hunting trip.